Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
High noon in the District of Columbia. You are listening to Beamich and Finley. Bryson DeChambeau teeing off, baby, back in action. Jason Day, have you seen his gear at all this week? He was wearing straight up like MC Hammer pants yesterday. And because they had that big wind, they were like flopping around in the wind. Today
it must be the style. Somebody told him it's the style.
No, so he signed with this new company. It's been bizarre because Tiger and Jason Day, obviously Tiger's on his own mountaintop, but both those guys have worn Nike forever.
Yeah.
And like Tiger and Nike are almost as synonymous as MJ and Nike.
Yeah.
And then Jason Day was a big deal for a while. Then injuries and stuff, but he was always rocking the swoosh. Those two are playing together Thursday, Friday. Now neither of them wearing Nike.
Yeah.
Tiger's gear, Sunday Red, when it first showed up online, it looked kind of whack.
Yeah.
But actually seeing him wear it, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I still don't like the lettering, but like the actual logo of the tiger, I guess, is cool looking.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine did send me this though. You remember the old Slozenger logo, B?
Yeah.
It kind of look at the Tiger logo versus the old Slozenger logo. Slozenger is not exactly hot gear in the streets.
Nah. It's a little different.
But
the Slozenger is more like straight line that has some curvature in it.
Yeah. I think you'd prefer to not be that close to Slozenger in any capacity. But Jason Day wearing this Malbon, is that how it's pronounced? I don't know what the hell it is. It is weird. And he was wearing this like oversized vest earlier that said like ranked number 213 in the world.
Oh, Lord.
It's possible like they're just trying to troll the golf world and they're just a fashion company. Or it's possible it's just weird. Like, it feels like stuff Kyle Kuzma would wear to a Wizards game more than somebody would wear to play golf at Augusta.
Yeah.
And not great. But I wanted to do this. I just found this online. This was in the email, Landfill. Best fast food in the country. Jeff puts his headphones on. I'm going to guess none of us have been to this place. I have heard this place is awesome.
What is it?
Culver's in the Midwest.
No.
So it started in Wisconsin. It's in 26 states.
Where do they serve?
I've seen it. They're most famous for their frozen custard milkshakes and butter burgers. Very I haven't cool. had either, but both sound awesome. I don't know what. Jeff, see
What's
if you.
What's a butter burger?
That's what I'd like to. Let's find out. Culver's, is it just butter on the burger?
Nah, it must be something. The butter must be on the meat or either the bread.
All right. I don't know. What makes the butter burger? They claim never frozen beef, always seared after you order, and it's a buttered toasted bun.
There you go.
Well, and if the meat's all fresh, it's going to be pretty good. I've never had Culver's. I know Kerwin swears by it. People from the Midwest swear by it. But for me to rank that number one is kind of tough because I've never had it. Mm-hmm. Number two, and I never know what you've eaten, but I know the three of us have eaten this, Shake Shack. Shake Shack is banging.
I've eaten Shake Shack.
I like the crinkle fries. Number three, this will get kind of debatable, is In-N-Out Burger. I feel, who was just talking about In-N-Out Burger? Was that White Mike this morning? What was he saying, Jeff?
He was saying it was like just one of the staple restaurants you have to visit when you go over west.
Yeah. So, I haven't. Have you guys had Whataburger? I know it's big in Texas.
I've had Whataburger.
You like it?
It's all right. It's not. I don't think it's on top four. What's the place going down south?
Cookout?
Bam. They on there?
I'll tell you. They got Whataburger number four, Raising Cane's, which I've still never had and I've heard
of. So overrated to me.
Is it? Like, at some point, it's just chicken fingers, right?
Raising Cane's.
That's all.
People go in there and sit down more than they do just driving through it. But this is just like fast food restaurants?
This is just fast food restaurants.
Now, what I can say is,
the drive through at Raising Cane's is like always 40 cars long. What are you talking about, B?
Not the ones I've ever been to. People stop.
Maybe people go in and they drive.
When I went down to, the only time I've ever been to one, when I went to Myrtle Beach and everybody got in, went out their cars, went inside, sat down and ate their food in there.
They definitely have Raising Cane's like in Ashburn. I feel like I've seen it.
There's one in Sterling.
I haven't been
Sterling,
there.
Okay. Is Raising Cane's good
we
to you?
We did have some, B.
They have that. They do that terrible crinkle cut fry thing, and they don't really have like a variety of sauces. It's not bad.
They claim their sauce is the boss. Is there like a Raising Cane's sauce?
It's good sauce, but it's, I mean, like you should have barbecue sauce or honey mustard or hot sauce.
They have honey mustard there. I found a new appreciation for honey mustard from Raising Cane's. I can say that because I did not eat honey mustard like that.
What is the verse in 10 Crack Commandments? Number 8 should have been number 1 to me. Something like that. I can't remember what number. Number 6 should have been number 1 to me. That is Five Guys. I think Five Guys is just the best. Now, maybe it's not fair to grade like McDonald's and Five Guys on the same scale, because Five Guys, they're cooking it to order. You know what I mean? But
fast food is fast food, right?
Five Guys, burger, a regular-sized cheeseburger, and a small fries, you can feed an army. Five Guys, to me, should be number one. And then this, like, clearly this list is just trying to be hipsters, because if you had to ask 100 people, what's the best fast food there is? And you think straight fast food, it's Chick-fil-A. Right? Like, great service. The food's always good. Like, I feel like Chick-fil-A operates on
a depending on if they're doing a survey on Sunday, they wouldn't be number one.
Sure. The Sunday thing, inevitably, it feels like you want Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, you're on the highway, you see the sign, and you're like, oh, damn. Or at the airport or whatever. Of the straight fast food places, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A is better than all those. Does anybody disagree?
I like the Whopper.
You're a Whopper man.
Hell yeah.
You'll be shocked to know I like the Whopper Jr.
Yeah, I get the double Whopper. Sometimes they even give me triple.
Really?
So I used to do it back in the day.
That's serious. Not right now with Dr. Riggleman and everybody. You're not getting any triple
Whopper.
When I was
a young buck, man, give me a triple Whopper. Ate that thing quickly, dude.
So this, they say, is a fast food place. I haven't even heard of this. Has anybody been to a Dave's Hot Chicken?
No.
How many of these even exist? And the Hot Chicken is a Nashville
thing. Where did they do
the
survey at? In Wisconsin?
No, this is in L.A. And it doesn't come with coleslaw.
Apparently,
it
comes with one in D.C.
What, Dave's?
But I would think
the place that you said was number one, is that one of them in L.A.?
No, it's a Midwest joint.
I would think no person, real L.A. person, has been to that one either.
Okay, I've seen this logo.
This woman's
before.
Like a food writer that travels around.
I've seen this logo before. It's on 14th Street in D.C.
Is it a store or like a pop-up?
It's a store. It's like a yellow chicken with a red mohawk.
Should we try it next week?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe B-Mitch could get down with this. Apparently, they have like a super hot, the Reaper hot chicken at Dave's.
Oh, yeah, nah.
I'm out on that.
Landfill can have it.
Yeah, I see it.
Landfill, would you go Reaper hot?
Nah, why would you do that?
I wouldn't either.
I think you got to try it, Landfield. You're the foodie, and you got to make sure you try the hottest thing in the place.
I'm good on that.
I buy, you eat.
I'll get, like, normal spicy.
Nah, JP could do that.
I'll get no spice. I'm good.
Number nine on this list.
Of wimps.
All right, how about this? Because none of us have ever heard of this. Kelly's roast beef?
Nope.
That's another one that's just made up, I'm guessing.
I mean,
there's four locations. It's one of the best fast food restaurants in the country.
Scattered throughout the East Coast, but heavily concentrated in Massachusetts. I never even heard of this, dude.
This is a terrible list.
White Castle sucks.
White Castle is great.
What not?
White Castle is gross.
Well, if you're eating it at 2, 3 in the morning,
there's 12 Kelly's roast beefs.
Yeah, like 12 Kelly's roast beefs should not make a national list of fast food chains.
Fire this list into the sun.
Like, all right, let's just.
Who's this writer? We need to denounce this person on Twitter.
All right, I will tell you right now. I believe it's a famous food writer, a woman, Gina Thurman. So this is how they qualify this. These are the 12 best fast food chains in America, right?
That Gina like.
But, dude, like, if there's 12 of these roast beef places north of Boston, that's not really fitting for a national list.
Hell no.
How about this? Rank the following. Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's.
I'll go Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's.
That's your 1, 2, 3?
Yep.
Landfill?
I'll go McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King.
Jeffrey?
Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's.
JP?
That's tough. Because I know what I like at... I don't really mess with the burgers or anything at McDonald's. I just get chicken nuggets, and I can crush 50.
And you get 50 chicken nuggets? Can you really eat 50 chicken nuggets?
Probably not. But I
get five. You get the kids' meal.
I know.
You say you act like Ainsley is ordering.
Three
so
Happy Meals. I also get McDonald's.
My other kids at home.
There's a McDonald's near my house, one, and my girls like getting Happy Meals. So, like, if I'm in charge of dinner, it's kind of a easy one. And I get chicken nuggets or I get McChicken. I don't like the fancy version of chicken sandwich McDonald's is built.
Man,
I like
will
the
you
regular
put your
joint.
Damn thing in order.
Yeah, I only get
which
the
which one you like the best?
Steak, egg, and cheese bagel. If I do go to McDonald's.
Wendy's?
That's it.
Or Burger King.
What are you getting at Wendy's that it's your clear one seed, Jeff? The chili?
The square burger.
The baked potato?
Nah, the Baconator, man. You got the Baconator, the spicy chicken sandwich if you add a little bit of cheese on it. And then you got your and then if you balling on a budget, you got your 4 for $4. Or you got your $6 biggie bag too.
Jeff can tell you the whole damn menu.
And then with Burger King, the burgers and the croissant sandwiches in the morning, that's
all
it.
Better, yeah.
And then in McDonald's, literally all I get if I go is the steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
I like the breakfast.
That's it.
Give me the breakfast.
The amount of people that have texted me jokes related to Kelly's roast beef that I am just taking the high road and not making. I mean, I have six people texting me various versions of a joke about Kelly's roast beef. Landfill, I'm not doing it, all right? I'm a professional. I think making roast beef jokes is beneath me, Landfill.
No, just... I think it's right up your alley.
apparently at Culver's, they butter the buns, which is a fast track to the bathroom, but probably tastes really good.
Chick-fil-A do that, too.
What?
Did you know that? They butter their bread. You could get an option. Like, if you order through the app, you could tell them not to put butter on your bun.
Of straight-up fast food, Chick-fil-A is the one seed. If we got to go McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, I think McDonald's has the best fries. Didn't Burger King, like, redo their fries?
Wendy's did,
too. I'm not really a fry guy, so I don't know.
If you get hot McDonald's fries out of the joint with sweet and sour sauce, is banging. But Five Guys, the best.
Easily.
Yes.
What do you get at Wendy's?
The best tasting places have a lot of fat in their everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a direct correlation.
Because Five Guys fries are normally already flimsy a little bit.
Have Toby
and
rank.
And know it got stuff. Toby, get on that thing, man.
I love the Five Guys fries because I douse them in vinegar. And shout out, I won't name names because it's sort of a criminal act.
But vinegar.
But one person we work with has acquired a absurd amount of vinegar bottles from the Five Guys on New Jersey Avenue. So shout out to that person.
You?
Not me. Who usually goes to pick up the Five Guys? Don't name names. This conversation is pissing me off that we're not having a Five Guys Friday, and instead I'm trying to eat a salad and hummus. Hello, Toby Altizer.
What's going on?
Didn't you work in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I lived out there for a while. Culver's is the best. I can vouch for that.
What do they have?
Their burgers are fantastic, but they've got all sorts of stuff. Like, you can get, like, a shrimp platter with a fried shrimp. You can get, you know, obviously chicken sandwiches. It's kind of got a little bit of everything. You can even get, like, family-style meals, like a pot roast meal or something like that. I don't know that anyone's ever gotten it there, but it's on the menu. But their burgers are fantastic.
What about these custard milkshakes?
Yeah, they have frozen custard. They're really good, and it's got, like, flavors of the day. So you can get butter pecan one day. You can get, like, a strawberry shortcake one day. Like, it's really, really good. It's
I don't know, man. Cookout, bro.
How did Cookout not make this list?
I'll put Cookout shakes against anybody in the world.
Cookout milkshakes?
Anybody.
And Cookout
they got,
has
they got
hot dogs.
Real chunks of fruit in their stuff, man. Look.
And the trays. They started the... They are the inventors of the 4 for $4 and all that because they had the trays at that price already.
Yeah.
How big is a Culver's butter burger? Do they have a child size?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Next time I go to the Midwest, I'll try to find us some Culver's. Unless maybe it delivers or something. How would you rank? Am I leaving anybody out? I feel like McDonald's is by far the biggest, but then I think Burger King and Wendy's are the only two in the same category. Is that fair?
Basically, Taco Bell.
Checkers?
I don't know that I've ever had Checkers.
Taco Bell.
I've definitely had. Maybe we were unfair to Taco Bell in this conversation. Because it's got to be a day when you want it and when you know.
Leaving out of the club on the way home, Taco Bell's the best.
Now you're talking.
Am I right?
With the hottest hot sauce.
Wawa's. A late night Wawa? I don't give a damn about none of your fast food places. You're closed anyway. Wawa's number one.
Is there a poll that ranks gas station eateries?
How about gas station chicken?
And Popeye's.
Fried Royal chicken?
Farms, man. Number
Royal
one,
Farms
baby.
Fried chicken is banging. When you get to the Eastern Shore of Maryland, every gas station just has fried chicken.
Hey, man.
It's awesome.
What the hell happened to Popeye's?
And those potato wedges.
I'm upset.
Oh, they took away the potato wedges, didn't they?
Who did? Royal Farms?
Oh, I was thinking of KFC when he said
I
that.
Never get KFC. I don't think their chicken's that good. It's too soft.
I can tell you one thing. KFC in Jamaica tastes totally different.
So does the ketchup in Jamaica.
It
it's
tastes
like sweet.
Way better.
I think we haven't focused enough on how awful this list was, though.
When like, I'm in Jamaica, I eat jerk chicken. I don't want no damn KFC.
So look, this is the thing. I tasted it there because... One of my boys is Jamaican, and he, when he came over here one day, he was like, yo, let's go to KFC. And we're like, oh, what? Why are you excited to go to KFC? And he was like, man, back home in Jamaica, this, da, 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 da. And I was like, yeah, man, that's not it over here. I said, you're going to be highly upset.
Landfill, I got a tweet that I think this dude Ramon Breland says he's out on Five Guys. It's a good burger, but it's gotten too expensive.
I mean, that's
didn't
fair.
We notice that?
Yeah, I like Five Guys is delicious, but I feel like you can't be on like a top 12 list when it's going to take like legit 7 hours of pay to pay for your burger.
But I think everything's more expensive now.
Yeah, but Five Guys is like $15 for a burger.
But dude, I take the girls. We get. Two happy meals, and I usually get a 10-piece nuggets. That's now like $25.
Tell the truth, y'all get three happy meals.
That's food for three people for $20.
Tell the truth, y'all get three happy meals.
Five Guys is food for one person for $20.
You actually get a happy meal.
I don't like the toy, and Shelby doesn't eat her fries, so I don't need a whole happy meal. Five Guys prices have gone up. You think that? I mean, we've talked about this when we have Ben White on all the time. Is that inflation, or are they just getting it?
Gouging.
I don't know. Apparently, there's a Dave's Hot Chicken in Tyson's. And there's one opening soon in Manassas.
I'm going to have to try it out.
There's a Kelly's Roast Beef in Naples, Florida. I don't know that that does us any good. I was just there.
But, are we going?
Maybe. This was a fun... I think the list was terrible.
Horrible list. But if you were actually trying to create the worst list...
On your
list,
next vacation next week, you could probably stop at one of those.
If you were trying to create the worst top 12 list, it would be this one.
What would your list be real quick, Landy?
No, we don't have time for that.
You give me your top three.
Chick-fil-A.
You like Wawa, too. There's a, you know,
nah, not really.
Wawa versus Sheetz is a healthy rivalry.
Sheetz is better.
No
way. I'm taking Wawa.
Where you at on Wawa versus Sheetz, B?
Wawa.
Toby?
Wawa.
Terrible takes.
There you have it. We're going to check in on the Masters next. Stop talking about that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fast food. Bring up one dumb fast food list, and everybody in the station starts fighting. Matt Essig.
Bruh.
Matt Essig came in here, Landfill, to tell us that you're an idiot.
He didn't have to tell us that. We already knew that.
I mean, he has terrible takes. Literally the worst takes I've heard.
That may be accurate. However, the assertion that...
It's accurate.
I like Sheetz. I'm not anti-Sheetz, but Wawa's better.
It's just not. Every time you go to Wawa, you'll go there and you'll be excited, and then when you're looking at the menu, you'll just realize that everything is kind of not actually good.
What are you getting at Sheetz that's so good?
Their breakfast is phenomenal. They have delicious. They have pizza now. They have all manner of fried food.
I think Wawa has pizza now.
Yeah, but it sucks.
I haven't had it.
Everything you're just kind of disappointed in.
Now, Brian got a number of texts that we all kind of slept on Popeyes.
Popeyes, Bojangles.
Sonic, you said.
Sonic.
Bojangles is good.
Is Sonic really drive-through or drive-stop?
They have both.
They have both, yeah.
But you kind of park,
you basically
right?
park and they bring your stuff out to you.
No, but they got they a also drive-through, drive-through as well.
I never seen that one.
I don't know.
Time I went to a Sonic, I was on my way down to what is it called, Duck, North Carolina?
Outer Banks?
Outer Banks, yeah.
Last, Jeff, you might know this. You're my best bet here. College Park 193 going away from University of Maryland. There's a shopping center there. I want to say it's like Greenbelt Plaza or something. And there's either a Sonic or a Checkers right there on the other side of the street.
Yeah, you're talking about when you're going to Greenbelt Mall and it's the Checkers on the other side of the street from the mall. Yes.
Okay. So that's the last time I had either Sonic or Checkers was in college. I had that.
Sheesh.
That's got to be 20. Hell, it's a long time ago.
That Checkers still standing, too.
I mean, we used to just get super stoned and go to Checkers, hang out. That was like a, hey, do you want to go to?
Are that churches still around?
Church's chicken is banging.
Because Church's chicken look like the chicken they give you look like it's a turkey.
And
like everybody else thigh this big, Church's thighs are. Look like a damn a turkey thigh, dog.
They also had those honey biscuits. Remember their biscuits?
I've never been a biscuit guy. I don't like the biscuits at Popeyes. I really don't like bread, to be honest with you.
I'm not a big bread guy, but I like biscuits.
When I'm eating sandwiches and things like that, I don't want to taste no damn bread.
I think there's a Church's in D.C.
Well, see, I'm a fat boy. I love sandwiches.
I mean, we all just ate a bunch of sandwiches yesterday. It's what we did for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's that Lord's shirt you wear. It tells you that all the time.
There's a churches in D.C.?
It used to be, at least. They deliver.
I used to like churches back in the day when I was
growing up. They deliver, or you got to get like Uber Eats or DoorDash or something?
They had delivery as recently as a couple years ago.
When I was growing up with Bound, I used to go get the churches. You know why?
Dude, there's a church. There,
it's basically damn near a dollar per piece of chicken.
Yeah, there's a churches on Minnesota Avenue. We could have had Rooster pick it up the other day when he was lost.
It would have taken him another hour and a half to get here.
Picture Rooster on Minnesota Avenue.
Picture that.
Yo, he was there because we called him to talk WrestleMania. He started cursing us out.
Yeah, he was in the car.
If anybody's aware where Rooster is, please let us know. We're trying to book him, and he won't respond to our text.
Probably in Philly.
He might be. Rooster, dude, we can get delivery from Church's Chicken Landfill. How have we never
done
that?
I told you this.
Before two?
You just told me a minute ago. I mean, like.
I told you this when the show started.
I'm asking questions. Y'all talking about nonsense.
Yeah, we should order it now.
Yeah, before two.
Try. I will happily eat a drumstick and a biscuit.
Order all thighs.
I will eat a thigh. No problem. All right. Let's give you a Masters update if you're driving around. Max Homa has gotten into a tie for first place at 7 under par. And perhaps what's more impressive for Homa is he's already playing his second round now because he had to finish up this morning. Now he's still out there grinding. Homa's 2 under through 7 today. DeChambeau started the day at 7 under, had a par on the first hole, but DeChambeau looks to be in a little bit
of trouble right now.
I don't know that I would say trouble, but he's got a...
Well, he was like over by the trees. He couldn't go to the green in two. Looked like he was on a par 5.
And then he
put
one in that trap. So yeah, he's on number 2, the par 5.
Yeah, so he couldn't go to the green because it's at around the corner. So he's going to look like he's going to be like...
He's got a putt right now.
For birdie or par?
I'm trying to figure that out. All right, this is for par. He's probably got like 8 feet, a little uphill. Looks like he's got to be outside on the right. He's doing all his weird straight arm stuff. Putt is out. Got it.
He made it?
Got it, just on the right side. All right, so good little par save there for DeChambeau. Maybe he gets his legs under him.
Yeah, that's like a bogey. When the pros get a par on a par 5, that's like a bogey.
Right. Especially a guy that
and
hits it like
that. And people
like
DeChambeau, it's a double bogey.
Right. Scheffler doesn't tee off till almost 2 o'clock when hopefully our Church's Chicken is here. My man, I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm going to be honest with you. B, how do you pronounce H-O with a line through it? J-G-A-A-R-D. Højgaard?
H.
I think it's Højgaard.
All right, that's it.
He's at 5 under. Cam Young's at 5 under. Danny Willett, which would be kind of a cool story because remember.
You said Nikolai.
Nikolai Højgaard. Some of the names folks want to hear about.
Colin
Morikawa, red numbers today, 2 under. A bunch of guys haven't teed off yet. Rory, Victor Hovland. Brooks Koepka's at even par. He's going to have to get hot to make anything matter. Tiger starting to take on a little bit of water here. 2 over par today. And then, of course, the people I bet on are doing terribly. Just ask. Any of the people I bet on are doing quite bad.
Well, you are the cooler from now on.
Spieth at 7 over. Dustin Johnson at 9 over. I think DJ and Paulina will be headed wherever it is they go quick. Brian Harman. So the high scores right now, you've got two guys at 13 over, including, I don't even know who this dude is, Mironk. He's 13 over, and he's on 18. So he's about to be in the clubhouse at 13 over.
Maybe more than that.
Yeah, that's true. Adrian Mironk is a Polish golfer making his second Masters appearance. Here's a little tip for Adrian. You could probably book that return flight now because you ain't making it to the weekend at 13 over.
You know, he probably already had his ticket.
Does it feel – now, he hasn't even started today. But the way Scheffler played yesterday, he was so good, and it didn't even seem like he was that locked in.
He's the best golfer out there right now, including Koepka and Rahm, all of them. He's the best. And, like, I asked a guy the other day, like, the way he – if you watch him, he does everything with his feet they tell people don't do.
Tap dancing.
But he can hit that thing down the middle. Back to our fast food places. Is Roaming Rooster considered fast food?
Yes. And,
it's good?
It is
that
good.
That is good. But I don't know. That's not a national thing.
Well,
Neither's Kelly's roast beef.
Wow. What's the other place?
I don't know. I closed
the
it
one
out.
In.
Remember, Rooster Culver's. Used to be sponsored by them. They used to drop.
We did have some food drops from Roaming Rooster.
There. I'm just saying, my buddy Ben hit me with Roaming Rooster. You need to stay off Roaming Rooster and start going to the driving range. Shots fired.
I've gotten very hungry during the last hour, and I'm eating pretzels and hummus. It's not hitting when we're talking about Church's chicken and
it's not hitting
French fries.
How look.
Yeah, you know, B Mitch is anti hummus.
It looked like baby poop.
Tastes good though.
You tried baby poop?
I'm talking Have about you? Hummus, man.
I say look like. I never said taste.
I can separate baby poop from hummus.
I'm just saying.
Dude, Bees joins us next. Let's get the hell out of here. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Nobody to celebrate Vodka Red Bull Friday with better than Mike Beasley from MGM National Harbor.
Bees.
Hello, Mr. Beasley. How do you
do? Me likey some Scotty's Red Bull.
Now you're talking. Bees.
Doing good, man.
I got to be honest with you. Now, I know that B. Mitch.
No, lie to me, please. It makes it easier.
I know that B. Mitch and Ahmet came over there the other night for the Calcutta draft. I was not there. I have thrown some money around myself betting on various things that all look like big, fat losers.
Let's be happy he wasn't there, Bees.
If Jocko Neiman could get hot, maybe I could salvage some things. What action do we have? Do I owe you money? How much do I owe?
You owe me about $20,000.
I'm out. 20,000 yen,
no,
maybe.
No,
I'm
good.
Out.
We're good. I got the. Unfortunately, it's almost like you lived in my body. It's like you were there with me because I have some of the same players. I listened to the show. The only thing I didn't have was Jordan Spieth. Got DJ, but I want to tell you a number that I was looking at. 29 golfers started today, right? Those 29 golfers that had to finish their first round, they went into that end of the finisher round. They're a total together minus five. They come out of it at plus 51 between those 29 golfers.
Damn.
It's just unfair conditions.
It's windy out there. I know that.
Well, it was windy yesterday, and that's the one thing that Liv has so correct. Everyone plays under the same kind of circumstances. They all start together. They all play in the same inclement weather or non-inclement weather. They have it right.
Yeah, but they only have, 30, 40, 50 people.
Well, I get that part. I understand that. But
so
I still
can't
think
start
ways.
100 or something at the same time, though, Bees.
I get that.
That's also just how it goes. So, all right, let's back up a second here. Tell me.
Back it up. We need Hovland.
Who do we have? And am I even part of it? Is it just B and Ahmet because I was out of town?
No, I put you in. Of course I put you in.
All right.
Hold
great.
On. I didn't have that prepped and ready.
We got Rory. I got it. We got Rory, 25% of him.
Yep.
We got
yep.
Xander, 40% of him. Victor Hovland, 100%.
We have Hovland straight out?
Yeah.
Straight out.
We have Aberg, 90%.
Ludwig.
Lowry. 20%.
Okay, but now pause real quick for me, B. What does owning 100% of Hovland get us, Bees?
Whatever he does, you get paid off of it.
Yeah, that's it. And so because there's so many people there, if you want to have a piece of someone, you just negotiate with someone else and say, hey, give me 20% of this. So instead of bidding against that guy, you just take a little bit of their action.
So let's say the pot is 100 bucks. Let's say Hovland comes in fourth. We get paid out for fourth place?
That's correct. Which I want to say is 5%, 50, 25, 10, and 5 or something like that.
Okay.
And again, the highest score gets, say, a 0.5% per day. 1% gets it for the lowest round, which would have gone to DeChambeau yesterday.
Okay. Gotcha. So,
oddly enough, I have nothing but matchups. I have four golf matchups and two baseball today.
What do you like today?
Well, We haven't said his name enough, but I'm taking a guy named Victor Hovland over Patrick Cantlay. I just think Hovland's ready. He's had a kind of tough start, but you know, he's 4-for-4, making the cut here at Masters. Strokes gained on the for all of golf at 8. Average driving distance is 307, 44th. Cantlay, I mean, he did take 14th last year in the Masters. Great golfer, both at -1. Round 2, I'm taking Hovland over Cantlay, and that action's still available. I don't think it tees till 1:15, I say.
Okay. What else? What another are your baseball?
We have, you know, it's almost like all the names that B. Mitch just said I'm using, but it's not true. I like Rory. I think he's set and primed. Here's a kind of cute little trend I saw out there. 7 appearances, average finish is 8. Average scoring is -7. 23, he misses the cut. 22, he takes 2nd. 21, he misses the cut. 20, he takes 5th. It's his year. It's like every other year he comes and plays, and he's already doing okay right now. I like McIlroy over Matsuyama. Matsuyama, for me, is a guy I like to bet on Saturdays and Sundays. I think he'll be in the thick. He is +4. He needs to do something to even make it in, but I take McIlroy at a nice little -150. Chop, chop.
You love favorites, man.
Actually, I don't so much. Zalatoris and Wyndham Clark. Zalatoris is a small favorite. I'm taking Wyndham Clark. I've liked the guy all year. I've been using him in so many different things. I think he's #2 in the FedEx. Clark is +1, but keep in mind he was 3 over the last 4 yesterday in round 1. He won at Pebble Beach. Keep in mind Pebble Beach had the same issues, bad conditions. You know, half the field got good, half the field got bad. And it is his first Masters, but I like Wyndham Clark over Zalatoris. I think this wind and stuff like that's going to put a little bit more pressure on the guy that's just coming back from injury from 22-23. So as much as I like Zalatoris, I'm taking Wyndham Clark as a small dog against him. And you say I like the favorites. Well, there's one guy out there, the #1 in the world, Scottie Scheffler, -190, playing against John Rahm. I think Rahm had some bad breaks yesterday. It's only round 2 scores. I'm taking John Rahm at +145, going against the #1 that's wife is pregnant. And I'm sure there's got to be, it didn't look like it yesterday. Didn't look like anything detoured him yesterday. But
so are you? You're trying to play Scottie Scheffler's pending baby against him? That's impacting your betting strategy here.
Well,
I'm gonna tell you, I had babies on the way. I played better, brother.
Well, why didn't you play golf when your daughter was pregnant in Florida?
When my daughter is expecting the baby, I am not going anywhere with it. I'm down there to be there for the baby.
Although
the baby waits till I left to come.
I got to tell you this, Bees. When we were in the delivery room, I was blogging my ass off from the little chair in the delivery room, and they were good blogs, Bees.
No, I'm good with it. I played golf the day after my son was born, so at least I was there for the baby.
What'd you shoot?
It was a tournament. I sold 86 slot machines that day.
What do you got going on this weekend? What are you doing to watch the Masters and everything?
Be at RTJP, and I got a member guest out there, which they always do a phenomenal job out there. So it's member opening day for RTJ.
Who is it, you and Pete?
Petey and myself. So
what are you playing to right now?
He's playing with the worst golfer in the DMV, but he played a little bit better a couple days ago, and if I didn't miss a 2-foot 8-inch putt, which A, I was surprised I was there for shooting for birdie, we would have won the tournament. So, not that that resonates on my, you know, my mind still, but that's why I'm a really bad mental golfer. Can't let it go.
I like it. I like it. What is your handicap at right now?
It's at a nice healthy 19.4.
19.
I might leave you. I'm gonna leave you a little. Something on the green. I'm going to play out there today at RTJ.
Are you? Not me.
Oh, good.
Just work for me. You guys enjoy your golf outings.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you how bad my golf game got last year. My golf game was so bad, I had to stop using MGM balls because, oh, look, Bizu's on the course. I found one of the balls over here.
just so
I
you know.
I can't do that anymore.
Brian and I will take them.
Let me give you two baseball I like.
Okay.
Real quick. Baltimore over 8.5. Milwaukee scored 36 in the last 4 games, averaging 9 runs a game. Baltimore 7.6 in the last 3. By the way, the wind's blowing out at about 19 miles per hour. in Baltimore. I like the game over 8.5. Play both teams over, team totals plus over 4.5 each. In the Braves over 4.5. Playing against a pitiful Miami team. Max Fried's got to get back on board, but Miami is 2-11 out of those two games they won. They've only played one other game within one run. Braves minus 1.5. Get a little plus money.
I like that.
That's it.
Hey, have you been impressed? And I don't know if impressed is the right word, but pleasantly surprised by the Nats, just kind of overall competitiveness early in the year?
Yeah, not really, because I saw them down in spring training, and I saw some of these young kids, and I saw how good they are. I like Winkler, and I also like Senzel. And I tell you one thing, I know Rizzo loves this Lipscomb, and I didn't see much in spring training, but I'm seeing it now. That kid can play.
Yeah.
So
they got to get James Wood up, man.
Yeah, he looks so good. And I heard your caller earlier. He's 100% right. He's learning how to not take the bad pitches. They're emphasizing that. Davey and his crew is doing a heck of a job. So I think they're going to be good. I bet him over 66.5. That helps.
I like that. All right, Bees. All right, catch Bees. Up Thank soon, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, guys.
Bye, man.
That's our guy, Mike Beasley from MGM National Harbor. He doesn't have social media, and frankly, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
When we come back, Jeffrey, press the button. Let's open these phone lines up. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, and you get the opportunity to ask an NFL legend anything you want. That's right. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Phones are open now.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.